Quotation for Ronald, R-O-N-A-L-D, Schollert, S-C-H-O-L-L-A-E-R-T, as in today, January 29, 64, addresses a letter to Cora, C-O-R-A, Pavlik, P-A-V as in Victor, L-I-K-N-P, 842-1110. Dear Mrs. Pavlik, consultation Mr. Schollert, abnormal kidney function, comes accompanied with daughter Misty, M-I-S-T-Y. He was born with only one kidney, has a renal cancer on the isolated kidney, being followed with MRIs every 6 months. Is my understanding no biopsy has been done or treatment. He has chronic back pain, history of morbid obesity with a gastric sleeve bariatric surgery 8 years ago, way down from 410 to around 240, although his mobility has been restricted and he's gaining weight back to 278. Surgery done by Dr. Smith, SMITH. Coronary artery disease with the last event, heart attack 6 months ago. Total of 6-7 stents, the last one, 2 stents. This was done Dr. Collin, C-O-L-L-I-N, in Saginaw. His regular cardiology is Dr. Kreposman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N, in Mount Pleasant. He has chronic chest pain at rest and or activity. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, denies diarrhea, bleeding, he's hard of hearing. Has frequency, but no nocturnal incontinence, cloudiness of blood. He still has his prostate, no infection, mobility restricted, some of these from back pain and angina, no gross edema or claudication symptoms, does not do salt fluid restriction, has a sleep apnea but unable to use the CPAP machine, chronic cough, no purulent material hemoptysis, occasional inhalers, question minor orthopnea. Other review system negative. Next paragraph has medical history, diabetes at least 25 years. He's not aware of diabetic retinopathy, foot ulcers or neuropathy, obesity, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, coronary artery disease as indicated above, multiple heart attacks, total of 6-7 stents, congestive heart failure, no pacemaker defibrillator, no event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS or stroke, denies kidney stone, liver disease, blood transfusion, denies pneumonia, prior gout, last episode 3-4 weeks ago. Next paragraph, reported side effects to penicillin, Norco, Keflex, lisinopril, although he's still using that, Ravastatin, although he's tolerating alternative statin. Next paragraph, stopped smoking back in 2008 at the time of first heart attack. Used to drink beer, whiskey heavily, but stopped 10 years ago. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, surgeries, 2 spinal fusion, 6-7 coronary artery stents, benign neck mass removed, prior accident, femur fracture surgery. Next paragraph, other diagnosis, decreased hearing, arthritis, knees, neck pain, back pain, diagnosis of COPD, a testicular mass, apparently no cancer, next paragraph, medications at home include Ranexa, Norvas, Plavix, aspirin, Invocana, Protanix, Crestor, nitrates, lisinopril, Levimir, Novoloc, Trulicity, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 278, hard of hearing, tall, large, obese person, blood pressure 130/80 on the right, also on the left. Normal speech, normal eye movements, no respiratory distress, distant breath sounds, but no localized valves, no consolidation pleural effusion, prior surgery, anterior neck, no palpable thyroid, no gross carotid Bruch JBD, no gross arrhythmia, pericardial rap, although distant, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness masses, Bruch's or ascites, no palpable liver spleen, today no gross edema, no gross focal deficit. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries, October, creatinine 1.6 for a GFR of 45 stage 3, a normal sodium potassium acid base, a normal calcium, glucose elevated 180s, no blood in the urine, 1 plus of protein, more than 500 glucose. Another October, creatinine worse at 2.3, high potassium 5.4, and metabolic acidosis 17, glucose in the 300s. A year ago, October 2021, creatinine 1.6. September that year, 1.6. Next paragraph, there is an MRI with contrast. February 2022, the absence of the left kidney. The right kidney shows this mass cystic lesions, no reported stone or obstruction. Next paragraph, the last echo available to me, this is from May 2022. Cardiology Dr. Kreposhman, ejection fraction normal at 60%, asymmetric left ventricular hypertrophy, no evidence of a gradient, no anterior motion of the mitral valve, mild diastolic dysfunction, no evidence of pulmonary hypertension, minimal other valve abnormalities. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Number one, congenital absence of the left kidney. Next number, recent acute and chronic renal failure. Chemistry is back to baseline. CKD stage 3, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Next number, hypertension present, appears to be well controlled, tolerating its inhibitors. Minimal activity for proteinuria, already on lisinopril, otherwise no blood, no cells, nothing to suggest active glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. Next number, obesity, prior bariatric surgery, gastric sleeves, no history of kidney stones. Next number, prior smoker, question COPD, no oxygen. Next number, sleep apnea, not using CPAP machine. Next number, hard of hearing. Next number, chronic angina. Multiple procedures, preserved ejection fraction. Echocardiogram findings as indicated above. Next number, renal cancer, right-sided. Being followed clinically, no biopsy. No plans for invasive procedures. We will follow over time. All issues discussed with the patient and the daughter, end of dictation.